The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilui Nishmat, Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Sarah, Ben Merat Zekinati, Efa Bet Sarah, Ben Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenichem, Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Rishon, starting at the Mishnah on the third line. Shne Kaddarim Shayu Malchin Ze Ahar Ze. Venetka la Rishon Venafal Venetka la Sheni Barishon Harishon Hayav Benizke Sheni. Shne Kaddarim, those are two potters, people that sell pottery. So they're carrying their stuff. Shayu Malchin Ze Ahar Ze. They were. One was walking in the front, and one guy was walking behind him. V'nitkal harishon, the first guy tripped, v'nafal, and he fell. V'nitkal hasheni barishon, and the second guy fell on the first guy. He tripped on him as well. Harishon hayav b'nizkei sheni. So the first guy is obligated to pay for the nezek of the second guy. The Gemara is going to explain that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo tema matnitin Rabbi Meiri, d'amar nitkal posheyahu v'chayav. We had a machloket, if you remember, regarding the law of nitkal posheya onatus. When a person trips, let's say, and by mistake something happens, is he considered a posheya nonetheless? So Rabbi Meir says, you don't have to learn the Mishnah that is going like the opinion that says nitkal posheya vechayav, and therefore is going to be hayav. Because if you say the first guy is a nitkal, he tripped, he fell, so he's a posheya. Oh, posheya, therefore anybody else that gets damaged as a result of him is going to be hayav to pay for. You don't have to say that. And afilu rabbanan de amre anusu upatur. Even according to the rabbis that generally say that a nitkal is considered really anus and he's patur, hacha hayav. Why? Shayalu la'amod velo amad, which means he should have got up. Which means okay, you fell. We won't get you on the falling. You're an anus when you fell. But what are you sitting on the ground for? He should have got up and walked away. The fact that he stayed there and he caused other people to trip on him, so that's already, he's guilty from that standpoint. Hayallah amod, as she says in the fourth line, kelomad, ba'achi metukma matnitin, sheshahab bin filato, kede amida velo amad. The case of the Mishnah is where he stayed on the ground long time. He should have gotten up. He didn't get up, already he's guilty. Rav Nachman, bar Yitzhak aman afilu tema lo hayalo la'amod. We can even say more. Even if, let's say, he just fell, and there wasn't even a chance for him to get up yet, he's still guilty. Why? Haya lo lehazir velo hazir. He should have warned. He should have said, hey, stop. Nachman's more stringent. He's saying, even in a case where, let's say, he just fell. Right, so he doesn't have a chance to get up yet. You have to give him a chance to get up. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Haya lo la'amod. I got to give him a chance. According to Nachman, no, even when he falls, immediately already should be mazhir that he's on the floor. But Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no. Amar, kivan de lo ayalo la'amod, lo ayalo lehazir de tarid. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, listen, he's trying to get up. You don't obligate him now to also have to warn anybody because he's too preoccupied in trying to get up. So if you can't hold him responsible for he didn't warn because he's involved in getting up. Good. Baruch atah Adonai. So that's basically the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman. So comes the Gemara and says, Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, Haya ba'al korah rishon, uba'al havit acharon. You have a guy walking in the Rishut HaRabim with a beam. Now, there's a beam on his shoulder, and a guy behind him is walking with a barrel. Nishbera havit bekorah patur. What happened? The guy with the havit, he sped up, and he walked into the guy with the beam, and he broke his barrel. Patur, because he sped up. It's not his fault. Oh, But if the Baal Korah stopped, was Omed, and the other guy was walking, and he bumped into him, it's going to be Hayav the Baal Korah. My love, she'amad the katif. That it must be the case he's talking about where he stopped legally. I mean, he was in the right. Why did he stop? In order to position beam to adjust it. Yeah, which means adjusting it is legal. And still what? Even though it's normal, the ketani hayav. And still the Baal Korah is hayav. Why? Because he should have warned. So you see, it's a proof to Rav Nachman. That even though you stopped legally, doesn't matter. The reason why you have to is hayav is because you should have said, hey, I'm over here, stop. Rashi says that the katef, the takena korah al ketefo kederech nusei masui. Yeah, like the derech that people do. Kabbalah says, lo, kesheamad lafush. No, Rabbi Yochanan will answer, you know what the case is talking about? The guy stopped to rest. Oh, the guy stopped to rest already, he's guilty. Because he should have moved away. You don't have a right to stop the shoot on a beam like that, just to rest. So they have a really old, you don't have to warn. If you're busy doing something, we're not going to obligate you to warn a guy. But if you stopped illegally, like this case over here, that's where you're hayav, because you're omed lafush. Now she says, the mishunehu, because it's a change. You're doing something abnormal. Right, the shoot on a beam does not tolerate the person that's walking with his beam and he stops in the middle of the beam. In the street, people are going to walk into them. So everyone's going to be hayav. Oh, the Gemara says, "Aval amad lekatef mai." But what do you want to say if he stopped? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if he stopped to adjust, what do you want to say? Patur? There's going to be patur because he's okay. Adetani sefa. So then, why did the sefa of that mishnah say v'imamalo the baal abayit amod patur? The end of that mishnah says that if the guy that's holding the beam screams out and says to the baal habit amod, then it's going to be patur. Why did you have to go to that case to give a patur? Give a case where the guy is standing the katef. What do you have to give a case where he's standing lafush and he screams amod? When do we say that he's guilty when he stood over there to relax? Why did you have to give a new case where he warned? Just give two cases. It was Omed Lekatef, where he's standing to adjust, so he's going to be Patur. And when he's standing to rest, he'll be Hayav. What did you have to give a case over there, where even if he's standing to rest, but if he warns, he's okay. Well, leave warning. Just give me the two cases of Lekatef and Lafush. Kabbalah says, HaKamash Ma'alah, no, the Hadush of the Mishnah is, Tafagav, the Amad Lafush, and even though he stood to rest, which is not a normal thing to do, even in that case, be patur. Where he tells the guy to stop. Tashema akadarim. Kadarim again are the potters. Vazagagin. Those are the glaciers. Right? The people that are involved in glass. Shayu malchin zeharze. And they were walking one guy behind each other. Nitkala rishon. What happened? The first guy fell. Venafal. And he fell. Venitkala sheni barishon. So the second guy fell on the first guy. Vashilishi Vashini. Like a domino. And the third guy fell on the second guy. And they're all tripping on each other. Rishon Hayav Viniske Shini. So the first guy Hayav to pay the nezek of the second guy. Vashini Hayav Viniske Shilishi. And the second guy is Hayav in the nezek of the third guy. Now, V'im Mahmat Rishon Naflu, which we'll see what the Gemara means, that if they fell all as a result of the first guy, Rishon Hayav Viniske Kulam. Okay, the first guy has to pay for everything. V'im Iziru Ze'edzeh. Oh, but if they warned each other, when they fell, it seems they warned. Hey, stop. He warned. Piturim. Now the Gemara says, My love, Shelo Ayalehem Na'amod. Oh, must be the case was talking about where they didn't get a chance to stand up yet. And they're still patur. Why? Because they should have said, Lazir. Masma, if they weren't Mazir, they're going to be hayav. I mean, the only reason why they're going to be patur is why? Because they should have had a chance to warn. But mashma, if they didn't warn, they're going to be hayav even though they didn't have a chance to get up yet. So that's a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said when you just fall and you don't have a chance to get up yet, you're patur. So comes the Gemara and says, lo, shaya lahem la'amod. No, the case is talking about where they could have gotten up. Oh, so they could have gotten up. So then they're ready, they're guilty. they could have gotten up and they stayed on the ground, that's why they have to pay. So comes the Gemara and says, "Avalo ayalim na'amod mai patur." But what do you want to say to Bihanan? That if they couldn't get up yet, they didn't get a chance to get up, they're going to be patur. Yachi adetani sefa. So again, the sefa this mishnah. Im hiziru ze etze patur. What did you have to give a case of hiziru to say patur? Niflog v'litni bedida. Just give bedida. Just give the opposite case. But mid v'di mamurim sheyadim na'amod. When do we say that they are going to be chayav? When they had a chance to get up. Avalo ayem na'amod peturim. Just give a simple case like that. Hakamash malan. Tafagav da yalem na'amod. The hadush is no. Even if they had a chance to get up. Ki hiziru ze et ze. If they warned each other. Then they indeed are going to be peturim. So the hadush is on that side as well. So comes Gemara and says. Amarava rishon chayav b'niske sheni. So Rava comes along and says. The first guy is chayav in the niske sheni. In the damages that he causes to the second guy. Well, the first guy had his glass, let's say. He tripped, he fell on the floor. The next guy came along, and he fell on him. So the Gemara says, what type of damages are we talking about? Ben beniske gufo, ben beniske mamono. Which means, when it says over here, gufo, and it says over here, mamono, it's talking about over here the gufo and the mamono of the first guy, which means whether his body damaged or his kelim damaged. That's the way we understand it. That's what the Braita said, or the Rishon said, Rishon Hayav ben iske sheni, that the first guy is Hayav. If he damages the second guy, it doesn't matter how he damaged the second guy, whether the second guy fell on the person himself, or let's say the kelim of the first guy did the damages. Either it's gufo shehizik or it's mamono shehizik. Okay? It's going on the guy itself who did the damaging, the first guy. Ben beniske gufo, ben beniske mamono. Now, of course, there'll be a difference between niske gufo and niske mamono, which means niske gufo, when let's say the guy tripped on the guy himself. So that's the guy himself doing the damaging. That's considered adama mazik. Adam HaMazik pays for everything. However, legabe, let's say if the kelim of the first guy damaged, so then it's considered mamon shezik, but that his kelim would be considered like a bor. And therefore a bor would not pay on kelim. Again, we have to crystallize this. The first guy that's on the floor, there's two ways he could damage. He could damage with his body, or he could damage with his kelim. His glass damaged the second guy. If he damaged with his body, that's considered adam mazik, that you pay on all types of damages. But let's say the glass was the one that damaged. The glass is considered his bor. So the glass is only going to be chayav for doing damage to a person. But if the glass damaged the second guy's kelim, we know there's an exemption. That bor is patur on kelim. So there is nafka milot in exactly which part of the guy over here did the damaging. Okay. Now, good. So gufo shehizik, say it like this. Gufo shehizik is ben begufo, ben bemamono. Doesn't matter what he damaged. And mamon shehizik is only gufo shel sheni, not mamono shel sheni. So let's read that inside again. Amar Rava, Rava said, Rishon chayav b'nizke sheni. The first guy is chayav in the damage that he puts to the second guy, ben b'nizke gufo, ben b'nizke mamono. Whether he damages him with his body, whether he damages him with his money. Sheni chayav b'nizke shilishi. On the second guy, it's going to be chayav now because he fell. So the second guy is chayav to the third guy, b'nizke gufo. Only on the damage that he causes from his body, because he should have gotten up. Avalo b'nizke mamono. But let's say his kelim that were on the floor that damaged, they're going to be patur. Whereas the first guy, Rava says, ben gufo shehizik ben mamono shehizik is chayav. The second guy, only gufo shehizik, but not his mamon shehizik. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to say right now. Either way you look at it. initkal posheya. You tell me that when a guy trips, he's considered a posheya, and therefore he has to pay no matter how he damages. So therefore, just like the first guy has to pay for all sorts of damages, sheni nami lechayev, the second guy should also pay because he also tripped. Because if you say nitkal is a posheya, so therefore they should pay for all types of damages. And if you say that the nitkal, the guy that falls, is not a posheya, he's anus. So what do you want? Afilu rishon nami lepatir, which means then the first guy should even be patur. Which means why are you telling me over there there's a hiluk between guy number one and guy number manafshach? If they push in, they both push in. If they won't see him, so they're both considered honest. And therefore, they should either both be hayav on everything, or both be patur on everything. So comes again what says, Rishon vadai poshayahu. The first guy that fell by himself, he's definitely a poshayah. Therefore, he's hayav to pay, whether on damages that he did from his body, or damages that he did from his mamon. Sheni, but the second guy, agufo mehayiv, dehavi lo la'amot. Right. The second guy, on the body damage that he caused from his body, he's hayav because he should have gotten up. However, velo amat, he didn't get up. Amamono patur. But on his kelim, that damage, he's going to be patur. De amar le hay bira lav ana kirite. This bore, I did not dig. And therefore, you can't blame me. I didn't dig this board. This board is a result of the first guy, tripping on him. And therefore, which means, Rava is making a chiluk over here between a person that tripped on his own or somebody that tripped on somebody else. Hence, there's a difference between the first guy and the second guy. Which means, where the first guy is considered a poshaya, you didn't trip on anybody, you tripped on yourself. That's why he considered posheya. Therefore, the first guy is hayav ben on his goof damages or his mamon damages. However, the second guy that did not fall on his own, elawat, he fell because the guy in front of him fell as well. And therefore, he's not considered a posheya, he's considered an onus. Oh, but we said he's hayav to pay for the damage that he does to the third guy. That's only the damage that he does to the third guy from his body. Why? Because hayalu la'amod velo amad. Therefore, in that case, he's considered, let's say, adam and mazik. However, he's patur on the damages that are caused from his mamon that fell to the ground. Because this nefila was considered honest. And therefore, the second guy is not the guy that dug the bor. Who made the bor over here? The bor is the kelim. The bor is done over here, which is even though he had time to take away the broken pieces. Doesn't matter. He patur because he can come along and say, wow. This is like a case over here. If you remember, we learned on the previous dapim. If let's say your original fall was be'onis, and then after you started, you fell be'onis, and then already your kelim fell on the ground, and you were mafkir the kelim. If you mafkir the kelim, they become bor. But the law is that the Torah is only going to mechayev you on bor, according to some opinions, if you start off as a posheya. But in this case, where he tripped on somebody else, they're not going to get him on his obligation of bor. Because that was what we said over there, that is mafkir nezakav le'achar nefilat onis. Again, he's mafkir nezakav, he's mafkir his kelim, after he fell be'onis. Where we said, according to the Shitot, he is patur. So that's the way we're explaining Rava, the difference between the first guy and the second guy. Good. So I'm going to read you a summary just to get this shita, because it's going to change now. Nimsa, imken lefi biur ze shenava bevelet abraita kefi dat shenitkal posheya. According to what we're saying nitkal posheya. I mean, the first guy that fell is a posheya. So if he's a chayav, okay, his body damages or his kelim damages. The second guy, well, on his body damaging, he's chayav because he should have gotten up and walked away. But on his kelim damaging, we could say, since he I didn't dig this board. This board is a result of this, the boy is considered honest. Because you can blame it on the first guy. So he says over here, that, Stam, we're going according to the opinion that says that Kat Posheya, so that she points out, that Rava is arguing on something that we learned above on Daf Chavted, in the name of Abaye. Abaye said that, it's a mahloket actually, if we say, Nitkal Posheya or not. So you have to say that he's arguing, he's going according to opinions that say that Kal, yes, is a Poshaya. Okay, he has to learn the Mahlokan above a little differently. Because he is holding that over here, that Kal, Poshaya. Okay, in any event, that's the way Ravaz learned it. Again, we had to crystallize it between the first guy and the second guy. Very good. So comes Gemara and says, Metive, we have a question from a Braita. Kulan chayavin al niske gufan, ufturin al niske mamonam. Oh. All these guys, guy number one, guy number two, and number three, they're all chayav on the damages that their body caused, but they're all patur on the damage that their money caused. My love, afilu arishon. It says kulan. Kulan is mashma even the first guy. No, see, but you just told me, Ravad, the first guy's chayav, bimbin is kegufo, bimbin is kemamono. Now the brightest tell me no. They all chayav on the ske gufan, but they all patur on the ske mamonam. Gemara says, lo, levad mirishon. Kulan meaning besides the first guy. That's all dohak. It says kulan. Then he's means all of them except the first guy. Gemara says, what do you mean? Veha kulam ketani. It says in the brightest, all of them. Amar avada barava, kulan anizakin. Right. All the people that got damaged. That's what means kulan. The first guy did not get damaged. The second guy got damaged. The third guy got damaged. So it says, kulan, all the people that got damaged, they only have to pay on the damage that their goof caused, because they should have gotten up and walked away. But they don't have to pay on the damages of their mammon. The first guy did not get damaged. Therefore, he's not included in the kulan. The kulan meaning all the damagers, all the ones that got damaged, were damaged, they have to pay only on the damage that their body did, but on the mamun. Exactly like Rava. Comes to Gemara and says, hard to understand. Hi, Mai. What kind of answer is this? I amat bishlama. Afidu rishon. Haini diktani kulan. Do you want to tell me, Pashut, that when it says kulan, it means all three guys? I understand, because it says kulan. Ela I amat nebat mirishon, that you're telling me, besides the first guy, my kulan, litli and nizakin. Exactly. What did you have to say the word kulan? Just tell me, all the nizakin, all the ones that got damaged. From the fact that you use the word kulan, it's masbats going on all three guys. And what is it saying? All three guys only chayav on the damage that their body does, but not the damages that their mamon does. So we're back to the question. So therefore, Rava, your answer cannot be legitimate. Because Rava's answer was what? That the first guy's chayav ben ben iske gufo, ben ben iske mamono. And then the subsequent guy's only chayav on iske gufan. But now the brightness tell me no, that even the first guy is only chayav on iske gufo, not iske mamono. So now Rava, you got to revamp and teach us this machloket again. So comes the Gemara and says, no problem. Gemara says, oh, Ela Amar Rava. New answer. Ela Amar Rava. Rishon Hayav. Ben beniske gufo desheni, ben beniske mamono desheni. New way of learning. Now we're saying, Rava is saying, not what damaged, which part of the first guy damaged, but what he damaged. The first guy is going to be hayav on whether he damaged the goof of the second guy or the mamon of the second guy. Till now we learned it's going on the goof and the mamon of the first guy. What did the damaging? Now we're revamping Ravat to learn what he damaged. The first guy is going to be a chayav on damages that he inflicted to the second guy's goof or the second guy's mamon. Ben b'nizke gufo desheni. Ben b'nizke mamono desheni. Huh? Oh, so we'll see. Very good. Sheni Hayav bin iske shilishi. The second guy is hayav on the damages of the third guy bin iske gufo. Only when he damages him in his on the third guy's body. Avalo bin iske mamono maita'ama. What's the reason? Tahavile bor
ולא מצינו בור שחייב בו את הכלים.
I'm saying something interesting. The second guy, we're looking at him like a bor, the guy himself. When the guy himself fell, he is now like a bor. He's in the Rishut Rabbim over there. He's a stumbling block. Now we know bor is not chayav on Adam. Sorry, bor is not chayav on Kelim. He's only chayav on Adam. Now the question is, but the first guy, you're telling me, he has to pay whether he damages goof or whether he damages Kelim. So we have to figure out how is that working. So look at what else says. לפי, I'm explaining to you now, פירוש. לפי הפירוש החדש, קודם נו פירוש, בא רבה לחלק בין הראשון לשני בנוגע לנזקים שנגרמו למי שנתקל. תרגע לגד דאמג'ד. בעוד שהראשון חייב, the first guy's חייב, no matter what he damaged, בין בנזקי גופו, בנזקי מראש השני. הרי השני חייב על נזקים שגרמו על ידי גופו, רק בנזקי גופו של השלישי. When it comes to the second guy, לגבי his goof that damages, he'll only be חייב לגבי goof to goof, ולא בנזקי ממונו. אמנם שניהם פטורים על נזקים שנגרמו על ידי ממונם. But both are going to be פטור on damages that were caused by their ממון, which means, לגבי ממונם, whether the ממון of the first guy and the ממון of the second guy, that's already going to be פטור. The ממון that damaged, that's going to be patur. We're only discussing now the goof that damaged. The goof for the first guy and the goof for the second guy. The goof for the first guy that damaged is going to be chayav ben be goof ben be kelim. Whereas the second guy's goof that damaged is only going to be chayav on Adam and not going to be chayav on kelim. But mamon, all of them mamon she hiziku is going to be peturim. We have to see why. I'm reading. שגופו של הראשון נחשב כאדם המזיק. The first guy is אדם המזיק, the goof. He should have walked away. He's still, the first guy that fell. Okay, good. Get up and walk away. Oh, that's why you didn't get up and walk away. So therefore you're חייב. מכל מקום גופו של השני, here's the key, נחשב רק כבור. The first guy is אדם המזיק. You're not a בור. First guy, you should have got up and walked away. That's considered אדם המזיק. Therefore, what? You're going to have on everything. Adam shemazik is chayav ben begufo shel sheni, ben be mamono shel sheni. It's not a board. The first guy is not a board. But the second guy, for some reason, when he falls, we consider his body a board. Why? So the Fashim explained, mikol makom gufo shel sheni nechshav rak kebor. Metam adavar, sharishon nitkal me'atzmo. Here's the key savarot now. The first guy fell by himself. He's considered already a poshaya. You didn't get up, you're guilty. Fikra yesh tachshuv ken adam mazik. But sheni, eno nechshav kol kach ke poshaya bekach shelo amad. Because you didn't fall by yourself, you tripped on somebody else. So you're right, you should have gotten up. But you can't obligate the guy so much that he didn't get up because he wasn't guilty in the fall in the first place. Vedai lanu im nechshiv oto kebor. Meaning, ah, it's enough we treat him like a bor. Which means we're going to be more strict on the first guy that didn't fall on anybody. Your goof is considered Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik got to pay for everything. Mashiach, guy number two, you're right, you fell. And you should have gotten up. Hey, give me a break. I didn't fall by myself. I felt like I tripped on a guy. All right, so we're going to continue with Mazik, but you know what? We'll downgrade you to a bor. You're a bor. And what does a bor pay for? Only Niske goof. But he's not going to pay for Niske Mamon. That's the way Rava is understanding. Oh, so according to this, let's go back to Abraita that we just read. It said in the above, Kulan Hayavin al Niske Gufan. Yes, that makes sense. Which means the Hezek that their body caused, they're all going to be Hayav. Which means the first guy's goof that damage is going to be Hayav, and the second guy's goof that damage. You're right. It's going to be a different Hayuf. The first guy's goof is going to be Hayav on everything. Where the second guy's goof is only going to be chayav on goof, exactly. But that's what the Brayta meant. Al-Kulan, Niskei Gufan is going to be chayav. Good. But the Gaben, Nizakim that happened through their Mamon, only the first guy's Mamon is going to be chayav, and the second guy's Mamon, no. Correct.
So he says, let me read the answer. Apize mashem lo baraita shenia. Kulan hayavin al skei gufan. Kulan hayavin al skei gufan. Right, that's the baraita. Hayinu al nizakim shenigneva yedei gufan. Ze davka baragel nizakim shenigneva legufo shenatkal bahem. Shken benizakin elu achei kulam hayavim. Ava benizakim shenigneva lemamonam shenatkal. Exactly. Which means the goof that damaged the mamon, there'll be a chiluk. Goof to goof, kulan chayavin. Goof to mamon, there'll be a chiluk between guy number one and guy number two. Guy number one is considered Adam Mazik, and guy number two is considered a bor. Therefore, that's the way we're answering over here. Good. The Gemara eventually is going to reject this answer of Rava, the way he's understanding the machloket. But before it, but since it's going to reject it anyway, it denies an intrinsic problem with Rava. The intrinsic problem with Rava's answer is, the first guy have no problem. You want to tell me the first guy is a poshea, he fell, Adam and Mazik, therefore whatever he damages from his body, I have no problem, Hayav. And you want to tell me that the second guy is what? Well, he fell also, he's a poshea, but you know what? He's a half poshea. Therefore, with his body damages to the third guy, his body will be chayav. But what he damages to the third guy's kelim, patur. Because we'll treat like a boar. I mean, if he's guilty for staying there, because he should have got up like the first guy should have got up. So why is he different than the first guy? The first guy should have got up, chayav and everything. The second guy, no. You should have got up, but yeah, you know, you should have got up. But listen, you fell on somebody else. That's a little tricky to understand. Like how Rava makes this chiluk between guy number one and guy number two. In any event, we're saying that Gufoshin Sheni, the second guy, is considered a bor. That's clear what we're saying. Get what else away. Hani Chal Shmuel Te Amar Kol Takala Boru. Which means, according to Shmuel, that says, any stumbling block is considered a bor. Whether you made it Efker, whether you didn't make it Efker, all stumbling blocks are considered Efker. Ela Rav De Amar I Efkere In Ilolo. But according to Rav that says, a bor is only something that you made Efker. Ma'ika Lememar. Which means, what, the guy can't make himself Efker. Which means, the second guy, Rav, you want to tell me he's a bor. How do you make him? How do you make him? How do you any Efker? According to Shemuel, a bor is a bor, doesn't matter. Okay, fine. But Rav says, a bor is only a bor of Efker. How can it be like that? What, the second guy made himself Efker? So therefore, that answer is knocked out. We have to go back to the first answer. Le'olam, Keda Amar. Huh? Yeah, the second guy that fell, Rava told me he's considered a bor. How can he be a bor? He didn't mafkir himself. Gemara says, Le'olam, Keda Amar, Me'ikara. Go back to the first pirush. That what? That the first guy is Hayav. Whether the damages came from his body, or the damages came from his money. We're going back to the first way, Rava learned. That Harishon Chayav Ben Ben Iskei Gufo Ben Iskei Mamro is what did the damaging? Whether his body did the damage? Well, that's Pashut, his body, because he should have gotten up and walked away. And his Kirim also are going to be Chayav, whereas the second guy, only his body that damaged, but not the Kirim. Oh, but we had a problem with that from a Braita. Because the Braita was Mashma, that what? That everybody is chayav. The Braita's lashon was kulan chayavin al niske gufan ufturin al niske mamonam, which is mashma kulan. Even the first guy's mamon sheizik is patur. That was the question. So Gemara revamps. Le'olam kedamar meikara udekashirah kulan chayavin. Oh, but you had a question with the Braita. Kulan chayavin al niske gufan ufturin al niske mamonam. Targemar abada bar ben yomi kaved rabina. So he explained it. Sheuzku chelim bechelim. We're talking about over here where kelim damaged kelim. That means the first guy's kelim, he had glass. Or it was a kadar, whatever it may be. His kelim, we said a patur. Because it says, Vechulam, sheuzku begufan chayav, the bodies that damage chayav. But the kelim that damage patur. Oh, you know what kelim that damages patur means? The kelim that damage kelim. Because kelim is considered like a bor. And then we know that kelim are, bor is patur al kelim. Bor is patur al kelim. Therefore, the Braita is saying like this. The first guy is patur on zakim shnigrua ide mamunam de mamon shnetkal, because the kedrot are considered like a bor. Oh, and therefore you never chayav on that. Therefore, the brayta means like this: kulan chayavin on the zakim shnigrimu ayde gufam. Al gufam, whatever the damage, their body is considered adam mazik. There's no difference between the first guy and the second guy, which makes more sense. We're not splitting anything. The first guy's body that damaged is chayav. If he damaged Kelim, if he damaged the person, because the first guy said, Adam, you should have walked away. And you know what? The second guy also, by the way. The second guy that fell and he didn't get up, his body that damages whatever is going to be a Hayab. Because now we're not calling him a boy. You're not a boy. Just like Adam is an Adam and Mazik in the first round, the second guy also is considered a Adam and Mazik. Oh, so the Vechulan Hayavim bin Iske Gufan. But they're going to be Peturim bin Iske Mamonam Sheziku. Mamonam, meaning if the mamon of the first guy, which is a bor, fell on the floor now, damages the mamon of the second guy, patur. For sure, the mamon of the second guy is also going to be patur. Okay? And therefore, they're going to be patur in that situation. Now let's just read the summary over here. Oh, but what would you, one more case. What would you say on this kim mamon shezik guf? Yeah, that's a bor. Should be Hayav. The Chaurad, that's only going to be Hayav on the first guy. But the second guy can come along and say, exactly, what do you want from me? I was Netkal on the first guy, now I want to get my kid. He built the board. I didn't build the board. Therefore, that's what we said earlier. So here we have no problem. It comes out to the conclusion, which we're reading now in the conclusion over here. Nimsa, Maskad Devarim. I'm going to read you the conclusion now. Rishon Hayav Ben Iske Sheni. Ben Iske Gufo. Bimbin is Kimamano, Kilomar. Whether his body did the damaging or whether his Kirim did the damaging. Good. Gufos Shilarishon Nechshav Adam Mazik. Good. The guy himself is Adam because he should have walked away. Therefore, the Gufos Shilarishon is Hayav on everything. Okay? Because he fell by himself. Nobody tripped him. He fell by himself. You're Poshaya. You've got Poshaya. You fell, you're Hayav. Therefore, the Hayav is Hayav on everything. Good. Mamonosha Rishon is considered bor. Oh. So therefore, what did he do? It's like he's Nitkal. So Nitkal Poshe, now you have your kelim all over the Shutrabim. He made them ifkir. Okay, so the din is now, they've turned into a bor. Okay. According to Shmuel, by the way, even if you didn't make it ifkir. According to Rav Davka, if you made it ifkir. That'll be telling you in the Mahloket whether you made it ifkir or not. Okay. Now, good. Now the Sheni is Hayav in the second guy, Ben Iske Gufo. Right? Velo Ben Izakim Shnigrimu Ayde Mamono. Now, Hashini Eno Nechshav Ki Posheya Bekach Shenafal. That's the key. The second guy, we don't consider him a Posheya when he fell. Because he didn't fall by himself. He fell because he tripped on the first guy. Now, even though his body is considered Gufo Shemazik, because he should have walked away. However, if it was Hayav on everything, like Ben Gufo. However, the Shinizmi Patu de Gamre on the damages that is Kelim do. Because the second guy is considered Anus, and therefore he didn't place the Tekalan. Only when you place the Tekalan, you should have been mafkir it, then you're going to be Hayav on board. But if you start off as an Anus, and then you will mafkir your items, even though you didn't take them away, doesn't matter, you're going to be Patu. Therefore, if he was mafkir the Kederot and the Shut Rabim, after he fell, he'll be patur. It's considered mafkin nezakav le'achar nefilat ones. A mafkin nezakav le'achar nefilat ones is going to be patur on everything. Oh, now let's go back to the braita. And the braita that said, chulan chayavin al neske gufan ufturin al yedeh mamonam means, gufan sheziku, both of them are equal. And also, mamonam sheziku, they equal mamonam to mamonam. So even the first guy's mamon shezik mamon is going to be patur because considered a bor. Happens to me the second guy's mamon is patur even if it damages goof because he started off as an oras, then he was netka, then he was mafkir as a zakav. Okay, beautiful. That's the din over there. Now, good. Let's just crystallize one more point. The body that damages is considered adam mazik. Therefore, adam mazik is going to be hayab ben on goofim, ben on mamon. Good. Very good. Good, that's the good side that we're going to take. Now the Gemara concludes, Amar Mor. One more statement from the Braita. Im Mahmat. Now, the end of the Braita said, Im Mahmat Rishon Naflu Rishon Chayav Beneske Kulan. If they all fell as a result of the first guy is Chayav on everything. Now, give me a case where everybody fell because of the first guy. The first guy fell, so the second guy fell on him, the third guy fell on the second guy. Here it's Mashmah that no, if all of them fell because of the first guy, how did the third guy fall because of the first guy? Give me a case. Oh, he didn't trip on the second guy that was in front of him? So Chazal Gaon says, Mahmat Rishon Heki Nafil. How did he fall, Mahmat, the first guy? The third guy trips on the second guy. So Gaon says, Papa Amar, Te Paskal Le Urche Kishilda, which means he blocked the whole street like a nebela. So he stretched out. Shilda is like a skeleton of a body or a corpse over there. So he blocked the whole width of the Shulchan Abim over there. So therefore, the first guy tripped over here. The second, the first guy fell. Stretched out now. Second guy came, but he fell. Third guy came, he fell on the same guy. Okay. So Chazal Gaon says, Azvid Amar, Kichutra de Samyuta. Literally means like the stick of a blind man. The stick of a blind man when he walks goes like this. They go this way. Sometimes they go to the rochav, to the width. Sometimes they go to the length. I mean, just to feel where they are. What is this answer saying? So the way they learn it over here is, let's get that sheet to see how. Look at that sheet. Two lines at the bottom. Kehotra desiyuta kemakil shesomim. So could be, the way I saw it brought down, he's like diagonal. He's like this. So what happened? The first guy went and tripped. So the second guy tripped. So the third guy sees the second guy tripping. So he goes around, figuring that the coast is clear on the side. But meanwhile, this guy's diagonal. So he tripped on him as well. So he gets him, he got him on both ways. The first guy tripped, he fell. He's a pusher, right? Second guy came, fell on him. So the third guy, I guess, tried to protect him so that it doesn't slip on him. So he went around. But this guy was lying diagonal, so he fell on him as well. Either way, the point is you can create a case where everybody got damaged, Mahmat, the first guy. If that's the situation, then the first guy's got to pay for all sorts of damages. Now, as you'll notice, on the Amud Sheni, there's much Lashis over here. Because Lashi was playing over here with different Girsaot in the Gemara. We read it according to the Girsa that we had. But Lashi entertains other Girsaot as well. But again, for us, it's okay. Let's just read one Lashi to be Yotze on this Amud. Look at the Rashi. Good. Targemara v'adabar bin Yomi. It's the first couple of lines of that. Bottom, the middle of Rashi there. The Barait and the Kegon Chusku Kelim be-Kelim. Like we learned, when it said, the Kelim, apatur, meaning if Kelim damaged, Kelim. Ulolam etad rava kedav ha-shamin ha-namikara. Like we learned originally, the Rabbah, the Gufo, the Rishon, the Shini, Havak, Mazikim, Biyadaim, the Hayavim, Alakol, the Fidu, the Shmuel, the Amad, the Midi, the Afkeravi, Bor, Hani, Midi, Bemamon. Or even according to Shmuel, that we say what? That if anything is considered a Bor, that's by Mamon. Ava, the Gufo, Adamu, Velo Bor. Right? The guy himself is considered Adam, because he should have walked away. והחייב על עסקי כלים וממונות של ראשון לשמואל בין אפקרי בין לא אפקרי אביבור. כל את השמואל, the guy's money. The first guy, בין אפקיר, בין לא אפקיר, זה סדר בור, ולרב, היא לא אפקרי חייב בכל. That's a good point, which means, according to Rav, if the first guy did not מפקיר his כלים, it's considered ממון שיזיק, not בור. Therefore, it's going to be חייב on everything. She's according to Rav, the only way you make it a בור, this stuff that fell, is if you made it אפקיר. But if you didn't make an afkir, it's considered like you're short that damage. Therefore, you'd be hayav on all damages. Because the afkire avibor, the netkal me'atzwa posheyahu, u'mamono shel sheni patur, here's the key, and the second guy's mamon is patur on everything. Af an neskei gufa shelishi. Why? Tenezek amufkar al yede onesu.
Because it's a nezek that became efker from an ones. So again, I just speak that out one more time, what we just said. According to Rav and Shmuel ben Machlokes, how to make a bor. Rav says, dafke efker, efkir. Go to Shmuel even if you didn't make it efker. So again, the first guy fell. Shmuel says, I don't care what this, but he's killing a bor automatically. Therefore, the kelim are going to be hayav on, Niskei Guf. Kelim that damage the next guy's goof, but not the kelim that damage kelim. According to Rav, no. Dafke where you made it efker. That's a bor. But if you didn't make it efker, now it's considered mamon chizik. It's mamon. Mamon chizik is mechayav ben beguf ben memamon. That's making that. Yeah, whatever. Like a short. Okay, exactly. Whatever, exactly. Like whatever the din of mamon and mazik is in the Rishut HaRabim. Amen.